blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night.
Hi, this is Ruth, and we're learning the birds. We're learning Christmas birds today, and perhaps the dearest is the dove of peace, a pure white bird often found on Christmas trees. In actual nature, there are doves and rock doves, which are known as pigeons. Doves come in several colors, and some are white. When Noah sent out birds to search for land, it was the dove that returned with an olive branch. An old Armenian legend tells of two kings who were going to war. One told his mother, "Bring me my helmet." She returned empty-handed, saying that doves had nested in the helmet, and she refused to disturb these peaceful, innocent birds. He might as well go to war without his helmet. When he showed up at the battle, bareheaded, his opponent was so moved by the story of the doves that all hostilities were canceled. No wonder we treasure the dove of peace. Consider the cardinal, that bright red crested bird most likely to be hanging around in the form of a holiday ornament. The word cardinal means central or essential. Male cardinals are so vivid, they're frequently juxtaposed next to anything green or white. Along with apples and holly berries, cardinals have come to signify Christmas red. Cardinals are American birds unknown in Europe. The birds were named by the colonists for the Catholic robes and not the other way around. The cardinal is popular and is the state bird of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. When snow covers the ground, a cardinal is a vibrant drop of color, a heavenly gift, and proof of winter beauty. A popular Christmas carol tells us that the partridge is a gift best given in a pear tree. Partridges live in the northern high plains. Brought from Europe, the gray partridge is now well established. Larger than the average quail, these plump, mottled gray and russet birds have orange faces. Why give a partridge in a pear tree? In Encyclopedia Mythica, Alan Hefner says the Middle English word patrish came from an even older Greek word, perdix. Indeed, the Latin name of the gray partridge is Perdix perdix. Perdix was a king who was, for some reason, thrown from a high tower into the sea. But before he could drown, he was changed into a bird by Athena. The goddess Athena was worshipped as the mother of all pear trees, and pear trees were sacred. So Perdix was the partridge, Athena the pear tree. It's a connection that endures today. Merry Christmas! We've just spotted a very rare bird out in the pasture. So I'm going to take this microphone out there and see if we can get it on tape. The bird in question is the Santa bird, a red, black, and white bird like its namesake. The Santa bird is almost never seen this far south. It's a rather large, portly bird with a fluffy white bib and a red crest, but, oh, I don't see it anymore. Oh, I hope it hasn't left. Wait, I think I hear it. Yes, there it is. I know that sound. Why, I'd know that sound anywhere. There it is, right behind the chicken house. Look how wonderful. It's not just one, but a whole flock of Santa birds. Listen to their distinctive calls. That's a big one there. Oh, look, there's a female. Well, what do you know? I've got a big, happy flock of Santa birds down at the chicken house. This just proves that you'd better keep your ears and eyes wide open in case you, too, might catch a glimpse of a Santa bird. Merry Christmas.
Learning the Birds is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Ruth Beasley of Canadian, Texas.